السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما قال عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of the Al Imran, verse number 133-134, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the believers, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, that oh, who you believe, run, hasten, hurry up, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards the forgiveness of your sustainer, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ, and the paradise, Jannah, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, the vastness of the paradise is like a heaven and earth, more than that, because it comes in the riwayat that the last jannati who will be the full of sin, no good deeds, and he will enter in paradise the last, he will get Jannah 10 times bigger than this whole world. So what about those Sahaba, Anbiya alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, righteous people, awliya Allah, how big and vast their paradise will be. So here the saying Arduha as-samawat wal-ard is just to make us understand how huge paradise will be. While we are sitting here in this place, we cannot see the whole world. We cannot even see behind the wall. Our eyesight is very limited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to understand, wants to make us understand that look, you, Allah is going to grant you a paradise which is huge and bigger than this whole world and whatever it contains. Arduha as-samawat wal-ard. And for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already prepared it. It is there. This is our belief that Jannah is already created. Jahannam is already in existence. It's not that after the Yawmul Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide to build Jannah and palaces for the Jannatis, for the righteous. No. It's already there. It's already prepared. Uiddat lil muttaqeen. It has been prepared for those who has taqwa, piety, God-fearing, righteousness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some sifat and qualities of those people who will be entitled to enter into the paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number one is the taqwa. Number one requirement to get entry into the paradise is the taqwa. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة التقوى الله وحسن الخلق. that most of the people will get entry into the paradise if they have taqwa, huququllah, and husnul khulq, huququl ibad, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rights of the people. These two are essential requirements for every believer to get entry, to qualify for Jannah. If a person doesn't have taqwa, he doesn't have good akhlaq and character, he is not fit to get entry into the paradise. You know, like posh area, if you have to purchase your house in the big posh area, well-known locality, then there are certain criterias you have to go through. If you have to have those kind of criterias, those rules and regulations, then only they will approve you to have the house in that particular area, because it's very, very well-known, very posh area. Jannah is out of imagination. You cannot imagine. So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, has set up certain criterias, certain conditions. And first and foremost condition is, for everyone has to have, is to have acquired the taqwa. And the number two, husnul khulq, good akhlaq and good character. A bad person, short tempered, jealous, full of pride, this kind of people will not get entry into the paradise. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, if a person will have an itwa of kibr, miskal dharra, itwa of pride, if this little bit pride in his heart, is disqualified to get entry. Not even in Jannah, but he won't even have fragrance of Jannah. Allah will keep him so far away from Jannah. Why? He has pride. So we have to clean our hearts in order to get entry into the paradise, because pride is from Shaitan, and Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, from the heaven, because of the pride. And if someone has the pride, he cannot get entry into the paradise. There is a surveillance cameras on the gate. They're going to scan the whole body, what you have, just to make us understand, you know, scanning before you get entry into the metal detector and all those, you know, protections in today's time we have. So if you have to go to Jannah, there's a metal detector over there, fit. Angels are standing there. And everyone has to go through that scanner. He's going to see, is there pride there? Is there jealousy there? Is there something there? If you have, it's going to reject, red light. Go away. Go to other side. There's a Jahannam for you. Allah say all of us. So these are the criteria set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by our Creator. Number one, taqwa. And number two is husnul khulq. Now, such a beautiful, profound hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which covers this special topic. As one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, utitu jawami al-qalib, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been granted this special quality that I can express myself in few words, but the few words have very deep meaning. It covers lots of subjects. One of those hadith is this, narrated by Abu Zar, Hazrat Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. You should have awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Wherever you are. Number one, because every Muslim, my brothers and sisters, we are living in three dimension, three condition, and three kind of connection everyone has. Number one, we have the link and connection with Almighty Allah. Why? He is our Creator, He is our Sustainer. So first connection is with Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second connection is ourselves. Whatever we do, every action, every word we utter, whether good or bad, it has the reflection, it has the outcome, it has the result, it has the consequences. It's all up to me, up to us, which word I choose, which action I select. Allah has made us free in this regard. Speak whatever you want to speak, do whatever you want to do. Darul imtihan, darul mihan. This world is the place of examination and test. You are free to do whatever you want to do. No one will stop you. You don't want to come salat, okay. You want to sleep, okay. You want to lie, it's okay. Gamble, it's right. Go ahead. No restriction whatsoever. But there is a consequences after your death. And Allah has warned in the Holy Quran in so many places, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does a size of one eyeball, مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ, and he disregards, this is a very small act, I don't even regard it as a good act, but that will have value inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will bring forth that value in front of him. This is the reward, this is the, you know, ajr of that good action we have done. Even you did disregarded it, but we have the value of your action. Likewise, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Same thing. If you have a little bit sin, and you say, this is not even sin, I'm just saying, I'm just commenting on it. Yeah, this is, did it. But inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that little thing which you regard little, it will be the big consequences. And you will face the azab and punishment of that small little act you have disregarded and overlooked and don't even think this is the sin. So this is the second part of our life. The a'mal, our lives from morning till evening, 24/7, is full of a'mal. Whether we are doing something good or we are doing something bad, we are speaking the good words or we are speaking the bad words. There is no third option. Right? So this second dimension of our lives is working for ourselves, preparing ourselves for hereafter. To be successful or to be failure is all on to us, the way you decide. فَمِنُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala said, we have guided both paths, right and left. Is you choose which way you want to drive today. But where you're going to end up is because of your decision, the road you have chosen with your intellect, with your own decision. And you have to face the consequences towards the end of your journey. You start with your intention, with your decision, is your decision. But the way you end up, that way you have to face it in the end of the life. So this is the second. And the third dimension or condition of our life is link with the people. Hukukul ibad. And first and foremost, hukukul ibad is our parents. First and foremost, the rights of the parents. Because they were the asbab and means for us to come in this world. They brought us in this world. So they deserve our service. They deserve our respect. They deserve our obedience. We should be obedient to our parents. We should serve them. We should treat them well until they die or we die. So this hukukul ibad, the first and foremost, is highest level of the parents. Then our brothers, sisters, siblings, relatives, our wives and children, and our neighbors and co-workers and colleagues and fellow people in the community and society, it gets extended towards the whole mankind. It covers the whole mankind. There are different kind of rights and regulations and hukuk of the people. So this is the third dimension. Now imagine yourself, you are dealing at the same time with these three different kind of directions and these different kind of dimensions. So this hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is relating and giving us advice and guideline how to deal and become successful in these three dimensions, in these three connections, how to fulfill the rights and obligations of these three different you know categories at the same time, simultaneously. We have to keep in mind, number one is taqwa. So Rasulullah sallallahu said, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. This is the first dimension, our link and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can adopt the taqwa? What is the taqwa? Ulama explained that taqwa means very nice definition of the taqwa. We hear this word so often. What is the taqwa means? The taqwa means, in short, ada'u fara'izillah. Whatever commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, we have to follow those commands. This is called taqwa. Allah commanded aqimus salah. No matter what happens, this is the command of Allah. No excuse from our side. As the obedient servant, as a believer, it is obligation upon us to fulfill this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, in any case, in any circumstances. This is hukum of Allah. So ada'u fara'izillah, to fulfill and obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot pick and choose. Oh, this is good for me, I can do it, it's convenient, I will do it. This is a little hard for me, I have no time, I have no energy, I don't like it, it doesn't suit to me, it's very inconvenient, I'm going to leave it. No, we don't have choice. It's hukmullah, it is the faraz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to fulfill in any case, in any way. Number one, ada'u fara'izillah. Number two, this is positive direction. Number two, watarku maharimillah. Negative. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us not to do, we should not transgress. We should not violate. We should not break that command of Allah. When Allah says haram, stop it. Immediately. Whether it makes sense to us or it doesn't make sense. Why Allah is stopping with this? I am enjoying this. Why Allah is stopping us? What's harm in it? I don't see any harm in that. No, my brothers, your thinking, your intellect is very limited. So whatever haram Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, don't do it. That is the second dimension of taqwa. That tarku maharimillah. And number three, al-wukufu inda hududillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hudud, wa tilka hududullah. These are the boundaries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you. And the boundaries, why we make boundaries? We have the locate gate, you know, we have the surveillance cameras at the gate. We have, someone has to have the password to get entry to open the gate. Why we do this? This is hudud. To protect ourselves, to protect our family, to protect our properties. No one can come in without our permission. Whoever enters, we should know first who is he. And only with our authority, if we want to allow him to get entry in our property, then we allow, then we open the gate with remote control. If we don't like him or we don't know him as a strange person and we have suspicious activity, we just stop it. So this is the hudud, boundaries. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some boundaries in Sharia, rules and regulations. We are not free in this world. We have so many obligations to follow. So these are the hududullah. So wukuf ala inda hududillah, meaning we have to know what things Allah allowed in the Islam and how far I can go, to what extent I can do it. and then stop it over there. If we shine, this is the red signal, there is a red light there, it means I cannot cross it. That's the end point. I can just go up till that much. Hudud. And this is the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have these three things, ada'u fara'izillah, if you fulfill all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since we became baligh, until we die. Not some days I'm okay, I come, it's free, it's weekend, I come to the masjid. Someday I'm very busy, or I'm sick, or I do this and that, then I leave the masjid. No much. This is not choice. We don't have choice. So, ada'u fara'izillah in every circumstances, in every situation, and tarku maharimillah, and you have to leave and abstain and refrain yourselves from all the maharim or all the haram things, forbidden things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three is, wukufu inda hududillah. We have to stop at the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't cross it. Don't, violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of taqwa. So first part of this hadith, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Wherever you are, in whatever condition you are, think, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Ayat of the Holy Quran. Allah is with you. Generally, Allah's knowledge is with you. Allah is aware whatever you are doing, wherever you are doing. Allah is aware. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Then Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. He didn't know Allah was watching him. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are very close to a jaguar vein. There are so many ayat in the Holy Quran is warning us to be controlling ourselves from transgressing and violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the part of taqwa. We have to have this taqwa. And how we can gain this taqwa? Through the exercise of obeying the commands of Allah. The more we obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our taqwa will increase, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why we have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think, knowledge of Allah, who Allah is. Allah is my creator, Allah is my sustainer, Allah is the one who takes care of me while I am sleeping. I am using the air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many bounties surrounding me, I am utilizing. So that being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have to obey Him. He had so many ihsan and favors upon me. The more you have the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be easy for you to follow His command. How many ihsan and favors Allah has upon me 24/7? If you just think and ponder, then automatically it will push you to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second part, my brothers, is the for our own benefit. We are full of sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, kullu bani adam khata'un wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. Every human being beside anbiya alayhi salam, because anbiya alayhi salam are protected from the shaitan, from the evil things, other than that group, every human being is going to make mistake. But the best sinner inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that who realizes and who repents and regret the same time. Kullu bani adam khata'un wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. Tawbah. Repentance. Immediately we're going to make the sin, we're going to commit the sin. Immediately you should not remain in that bad condition. Rather, we should have immediately tawbah and repentance and regret. So this is the second part. The moment you make sincere tawbah, Allah will remove. And that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. So whenever I commit sin, intentionally, unintentionally, deliberately or unknowingly, what should I do? I should do some good action immediately. Make zikrullah, make durus sharif, pray to rakah salat, whatever good action I can do, do it. So it will balance. Those sins which I have committed, Allah will forgive and overlook because of my hasanat, because of my good actions. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلْقٍ حَسَنٍ. The third part is that we should have the good akhlaq and character with our fellow human beings, regardless whoever they are. There are no time to go in detail. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Akmalul mu'minina imanan, ahsanuhum khulukan." A person who is complete iman, perfect iman, inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that one who has the good akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah praise in the Holy Quran, "Wa innaka la'ala khulukin azim." Sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the ummatis and followers of that great personality who is a great example in the history of mankind. We are the followers of that great personality. How we should adopt that taqwa, I mean that good akhlaq and character, that we should humble ourselves. We speak good. Kalimatun tayyibatun sadaqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadiths, good word is also sadaqah. You will get reward. If you speak good word to fellow Muslim or anyone, that good word is itself is sadaqah. You will get reward for that. So there are so many dimensions of the akhlaq and characters. We should adopt the good character, and that will help us to get entry into the paradise and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon all these things.